Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is Baywatch?
Yes.
On this day, I have a bunch of stuff to get to this hour. On this day in 1989, Baywatch made its debut. I was looking at the show sheet, and we have so many shows that made a debut on this particular day. But, you know, back in the day, September, end of September would be when all the new shows would start. You'd have the ratings come out. But it was on this day in 1982, Family Ties premiered. 1987, Full House premiered. 1989, Family Matters premiered. 89 as well, Baywatch, we just heard. 1994, Friends premiered. And in 1999, The West Wing premiered on NBC.
I've never watched any of them.
I've never seen an episode of The West Wing. I must be
really
honest. Yeah, and I know that it's in my wheelhouse. Everyone tells me I would love it.
So
just
good.
Never seen an episode of The West Wing.
Is Full House with Topanga?
Yes.
Topanga's on the Full House?
Topanga.
What's her name?
Yeah, no, you nailed
it. Topanga.
I think I've seen Full House once or twice, but the other ones I've never seen.
Mara's making me watch Dancing with the Stars this season. Topanga is on it this season.
Topanga's on
bad, man.
Funny, she's bad. Funny that you say, I've never seen Full House. I know that's shocking as well. I've never seen an episode of Full House. I get the concept. I know what it's about. You got the Saget guy. You got I got the idea.
Stop. Cut it out. Get out of here.
I don't know what that is. But it's got, you got the Olsen twins there. Yeah, the Olsen twins. Like I got the whole concept.
Steve.
And I've never Urkel. And I've never seen Dancing with the Stars either. But I watched it last week. Funny that you say Mara's watching, making me watch it. I watched an episode. I don't know why. I just think there was like nothing on. And what is it? What night is it on?
I think it's Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
I don't know. So there, like, football's underway, but there was nothing football wise that night. So I watched Dancing with the Stars for the first time. And I can't believe Tom Bergeron's not the host. I always thought he was the host. It was Alfonso Ribeiro. But I was fascinated watching. Nice moves, Jimmy. I was fascinated watching some of these actors, celebrities dance. I mean, this Andy Richter. What are you doing out there?
That's
what
I do.
What are you doing?
The only Dancing with the Stars I've ever watched was when Jason Taylor was on it.
Right.
That's right. You know what? I must have watched a few episodes of
I forgot about that.
He had those. Yeah, he had the frilly shirts and stuff.
I was going to say, you had to have watched JT. Like, it was the whole story with Bill Parcells. Yeah. He didn't want him to be on there. And he got to the final, didn't he, Crowder?
Yeah. No, there was it. Like, somebody, some restaurant in Weston paid, like, appearance fees to come with, like, a watch party. And so it's like everybody's there. And this is Jason Taylor's at his, like, he's at his peak of his monsterhood. And the since what's it like 08? He won the defensive player of the year 07. Like he was JT. And I went out and I might have had a couple of scotches and he started dancing. And I was like, man, this bitch is garbage. And they were like, you can't say that. Like, we're here. This is a Jason Taylor appreciation party. I'm like, you see that big stiff bastard out there running around? It was the funniest thing in the world. But I went every single week for like a month and a half.
It's not Andy fair Richter. That he didn't win. It's not fair that he didn't win, by the way. Dancing with the Stars, he lost in the final. He lost to Christy Yamaguchi, who's a figure skater. I mean, they're dancers. Like, yeah. She's a dancer on skates. It just seems like it's kind of unfair that they put dancers in the dancing show and then they beat NFL players who win the final. It's a fraud.
So we'd watch it and then I text him stuff like, man, why you got all that cotton in your booty? Why your pants so tight? He would text me back choice words, we'll call them.
Who else did I see? The
Steve Irwin's Corey. Kid.
Yeah, Steve Irwin's kid was brilliant. Great. He was great. Corey Feldman. That guy's a train wreck.
So bizarre. That Alec guy Baldwin's wife. Wreck.
Oh, let's talk about a dancer. Hilaria Baldwin, she was a dancer. It's exactly what Solana's saying. She was a dancer, and then she blew her hip out or something, and so she hasn't danced for a while. And they she gets out there, and they're like, oh, you're really good at this. And she's like, well, yeah, I was a dancer for 30 years. I'm like, well, wait a second. You got Andy Richter coming off the Conan O'Brien set, and you've got him up against a professional dancer? That doesn't seem like a fair contest.
You guys have to, right now, everybody, unless you're driving, pull out your phones and go look at Hilaria Baldwin's Instagram. So she's been doing, because of the Dancing with the Stars, she's like practicing with Alec Baldwin at their own house. So she's doing these like TikTok Instagram reels. Alec Baldwin looks like he wants to be anywhere in the world, but with his wife.
Doesn't he seem anywhere. Like a hostage in that relationship?
It's insane. But in these video talk, she's like, okay, we got another one. And they're doing like a salsa. And he just, first of all, he has no rhythm. And secondly, he looks like he wants to be anywhere in the world, but there. It's so cringe. So cringe.
He'd rather be a hostage than be dancing with his wife.
Hilaria Baldwin.
Baron Davis,
Hilaria,
too.
And she pretends that she's Hispanic, except she's not Hispanic.
Not
Hilaria. There's a great clip of her on like some morning show where she's like, you have to put it in with the, how do you say, eggs? And like she had forgotten the English word. And then they point out that like a year later, it comes out, she's like no trace of being Hispanic. She goes by the name Hilaria, and she's got this weird accent.
It does sound better.
How you say coffee? How you say cafecito?
Cucumber. She forgot the word for cucumber.
Was that what it was? Cucumber.
Cucumber. But people post her talking like 10 years ago when she was in the spotlight, and she's just a normal English-speaking American, and then all of a sudden she's got an accent, and how do you say the word?
I'm Hilaria.
Someone on this show has an accent every now and again for no reason.
Well, he actually, though, comes from a Spanish-speaking household. I don't think Hilaria Baldwin knows how to speak Spanish.
Hilaria. Did she like do a 23andMe and like found that she was like 0.1%?
No, a reporter found it out. She would have kept this up for the rest of her life. She loved being Hilaria.
That's what I'm saying.
How you say cucumber? You must scout the poison.
My dad used to tell people he was Native American. And then they say, what a... So what tribe? Blackfoot. And he just look at him.
How you say Blackfoot?
Man, it was a great joke.
Let me talk about Tucker Dukes for 1 second, then we're going to get headlines. So Tucker Dukes has the Hockman Burger available. I bring it up because Appel was out there with us last week. Appel did a great job disguising the fact that he wasn't eating any of the toppings on the Hockman Burger. He ordered the Hockman Burger sans sour cream, but then he just kind of nonchalantly scraped everything off the burger and made it look like it was just kind of willy-nilly on the tray.
You literally did a video where Aronde explained, oh, this is like having two meals in one because you eat the burger and then everything falls out and you get your second meal. I was eating it. It was great, but the chili was just falling off the burger. There was no scraping.
No, Aronde ate everything that fell off as a second meal. Everything that fell off of yours was pushed off and it ended up all over the tray. How you say pushed off the burger? Yeah. Can I recall how you say... pushed off the
no scraping.
Anyway, Tucker Dukes. We love Tucker Dukes.
And Josh's sides as well. He ate everything from both.
Aronde threw down the loaded nacho tots. Did you see that before the burger even came? Yeah. The nacho tots, that's a meal in itself. I mean, maybe not for you at 3 o'clock. Maybe you pair those with some tacos and you're good to go. But but the nacho tots, I mean, Aronde threw it down. And then Jimmy, God bless Jimmy. Jimmy just said, I want a plain cheeseburger. I'm not going to play games here. I'm not going to play the Appel games. I just want a plain cheeseburger. Jimmy had the time of his life.
Exactly right.
Right. And we know Jimmy can't lie. If he didn't have the time of his life, he would tell you. But anyway, Tucker Dukes has the Hockman Burger available for the rest of September. So what is that, like maybe 10 days left, 9 days left? $1 from every burger sold goes to Twan Russell's charity, the Russell Education Foundation. The Hockman Burger is a half-pound burger, and it's got Fritos on it, and chili, and sour cream, shredded cheddar, and raw onion. And it is really good. I'm not lying. It's really good. And Tucker Dukes has a ton of menu items, all kinds of burgers. They've got the famous Tucker Duke burger, but they've got salads. They've got the nacho tots, like I mentioned. You can get whatever you want at Tucker Dukes. But I highly recommend sometime before September is over, you go to Tucker Dukes and get yourself a Hockman Burger. I had a friend of mine DM me. He got it on Uber Eats. Just went on Uber Eats or DoorDash, one of the services. And I said, how does it travel? Because, you know, you got a lot of stuff on that burger. How does that travel? And he said the Fritos get a little bit soggy, but he actually thought that that was better. He liked it that way. So you can get the, you don't have to go to Tucker Dukes. You can have it brought right to you. But get yourself a Hockman Burger at some point this month. Tucker Dukes, we absolutely love that place. It's a killer burger joint. It's real Southern style comfort food. They use fresh local ingredients and they have racked up multiple South Florida burger battle wins over the years. And it's easy to see why. So follow Tucker Dukes Lunchbox on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. You can visit TuckerDukesBurgers.com. They're at 1101 South Powerline Road in Deerfield Beach. So it's on the southwest corner of Powerline and 10th. And you can check out TuckerDukesBurgers.com. And on the social media channels, mine and theirs, you'll see me and Crowder and Aronde and Appel and Jimmy and Twan all eating, and the Ticket Wizard all eating Hockman Burgers last week at Tucker Dukes. We had a great time. Jimmy's been shouting at Journey ever since that lunch. They seem to have some sort of connection. How you say Journey?
Jimbo, my man.
My new impersonation, Hilaria Baldwin. How you say cucumber? Cucumber. Such a ridiculous thing. Anyway, make sure you go to Tucker Dukes at some point before September is over and get yourself a Hockman Burger. $1 from every sale goes to a great cause, Twan Russell's Russell Education Foundation. Let's do headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour, brought to you by Doral VW. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Huh? Why you say crater? Volkswagens priced like they lost their minds. Volkswagens price like they've lost their minds, like Hilaria Baldwin. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
Why you say?
Why you say?
Headlines.
There's some NBA news that just came across my timeline. Fred Van Vliet, your boy, Hawk, suffered a torn ACL, potentially ending a season from Shams Charania.
How you say? Charania.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Haven't mentioned tonight's Monday Night Football game, but anybody have any interest in this? I would imagine most people do. It happens to be a really good game. The Lions are at the Baltimore Ravens tonight, and the Ravens are 4.5-point favorites.
I was looking at it earlier. I think I am going to pound the Ravens minus the points. I have decided. I was vacillating as I was looking at it yesterday. I was vacillating a little bit, and I just think the Ravens at home, too tough for Detroit.
I think Lamar Jackson goes crazy. I'm going to bet his overs.
I've been betting Baker Mayfield rushing overs all season and Tua rushing overs all season. They're hitting every week.
But Baker's doing it on purpose. Tua's panicking and slithering through the A gap.
Yeah, I was vacillating about it too, Hawk. Exactly what I was doing. Vacillating.
How do you say vacillating?
If there's any player props for Dolphins Jets next week yet, but not yet. You want to guess what the over-under is on that game? Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites next Monday night. You want to guess the over-under? Dolphins Jets prime time.
43.
44.5. Yeah. Oh, I was going to say 44.5.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be high.
Darn it.
I'm surprised by that, though, because the Jets, they put up points against Pittsburgh week one, and then they put up points with Tyrod Taylor yesterday too. I know it was kind of a fluky game or whatever, but they put up points, and the Dolphins put up some points against Buffalo as well. They've got no defense. I don't know. I'm surprised the over-under is that low.
No, put up points. They're putting up 20 points, Solana. It's 40. 20 plus 20 is 40.
Oh, thanks.
How do you math?
what was the final score of the New England game?
21-14. Oh, the yesterday or the Dolphins?
The Dolphins game.
Oh, gosh. 33-26, wasn't it? 33-27?
Yeah. Yeah, like neither one of these teams are getting a 30.
All right. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I just view it differently. The Dolphins scored 27 against New England. Look, I'm not giving kudos
to the Colts.
I'm not giving kudos to the Dolphins. I'm just saying the Dolphins defense isn't very good. The Jets have shown that they're capable of putting up points, whether it's Justin Fields or whether it's Tyrod Taylor. And the Dolphins offense, at the very least, has looked a bit better since that week one loss where they only put up 8 points. I don't know.
And Sauce Gardner left yesterday's game with a head injury too. So if he doesn't play on Monday night, that could also factor.
We don't even know if it's going to be Tyrod Taylor or Justin Fields, right?
Correct.
No, but he was out with a concussion. So, I mean, he has a lot of time, 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks to get right. I would imagine.
Should the Giants be done with Russell Wilson? I'm not even suggesting Jackson Dart, by the way. They've still got Jameis Winston on the roster. Wouldn't he be better than Russell Wilson?
That goal to go last night at the end was one of the most embarrassing quarterback sequences I've ever. Three of his passes in that set of downs were into the first row of seats.
How you say this isn't working?
I mean,
it was Brian Daboll on the headphone. How you say this is not working?
I don't know what else you need to see from Russell Wilson there. Like, it's time.
He's done, right? Like, that's it. He's done. We've seen. We're witnessing it. It's over.
And it's not like they have bad skill guys around him. Like, they have got a bona fide number one at receiver, literally number one, Malik Nabers. They got a couple of solid guys at running back in Tracy and Scadaboo. Like, they're not awful around him.
Where did that Scadaboo guy come from?
Arizona State. That's where he came from.
I got him on my fantasy team, baby.
Wow. That I felt like I was watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High, where, you know, it's Jefferson. Just Scadaboo.
What's the point of playing Jameis? To go to the playoffs? Like, why would you put the young boy in?
If you don't want to put Jackson Dart out there on a losing team in a losing situation, and you want to let him at least marinate for a season and get some more practices and just the whole vibe. If you think he's going to be really good, he looked really good in preseason. You think he's going to be really good. You want to slow play him a little bit because you think it's a lost season. Then I would play Jameis.
The thought would be not to break him. Like, remember David Carr with the Texans?
Yes,
break him. I got you.
But it's Dave trying to save his job. That's all it is.
They've got the charge, but I feel like Jameis has a better job.
Jameis has a better chance to help him save his job, right?
That's what I'm saying.
I disagree. I think that if he plays Dart and Dart shows flashes, that plays in the Daboll's favor to keep his job moving forward. Mm-hmm. They have the Chargers, who are really good defense in week 4. I can't imagine they're going to throw him into the fire against the Chargers next week, but they've got a game at New Orleans in week 5. Maybe that's where we see Jackson Dart make his debut. Not that it gets any easier after that. They go Philadelphia at Denver, at Philadelphia, home against San Francisco, the 4 games following that. I'm imagining that's part of what's at play here in just sticking with Russell Wilson, but at a certain point, he becomes unplayable, and I think he's getting really close to that. Vindication for Crowder.
Yeah. Took a while. You're finally vindicated.
What was the biggest shock to everybody in the NFL? There were some wild sequences across the league over the weekend, or specifically yesterday. The Eagles blocking that kick and taking it all the way back. The Browns down 10 and winning the game late as well. The Bucks driving down the field and beating the Jets after blowing an insane lead. And then obviously we talked about Caleb Williams and the Bears beating the Cowboys, just blowing them out and shutting them out in the second half.
There were 800 blocked field goals yesterday.
It was weird. And then the two just returned real quick, like back to back almost. That was wild. When do you see that?
Insane. And the Eagles blocked two. They blocked an initial one that would have put the Rams up by 8. And they blocked the one at the end to win the game and cover the spread. That Browns game. I switched my survivor pool pick yesterday morning from the Chiefs to the Packers. Jordan Love. I don't want to hear about him anymore. Over
it. Was
it.
Bad.
Over it. Was it. Bad. I know the Browns defense is really good.
One week,
that interception that he threw.
It was bad.
Oh my God. Be better.
Yeah. What? I don't know if you brought this up, Solana. The Panthers shutting out and scoring 30 on the Falcons. That was, my brother-in-law's there. You know, I have family in Atlanta. Boy, they were cussing on that text thread.
The Panthers defense, which was historically terrible last year, has scored as many touchdowns in the last 6 quarters as they've given up. Second half against Arizona and the full game yesterday against Michael Penix and the Falcons. That was one of the worst quarterback games I think I've ever seen by Michael Penix.
He didn't put his contacts in because everybody saw that guy standing there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. How you point. Say Bausch and Lam?
I'm rocking my Carolina blue today for Bryce Young. Big time.
That's
performance.
Your guy, man. That's your guy.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, that was
that's Aqua.
That was it's Carolina blue. This Carolina blue.
It's Aqua.
There you go, Jimmy.
Jimmy
Thank
can't
you.
Lie. Solana, that's Aqua.
Carolina blue. It must just be the shadows in my room or something. I'm telling you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw his performance yesterday? 120 something yards. I mean, he played like a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, man.
Interesting.
When your defense scores 21, you can get to 30. Good job, Bryce.
I mean, I'll do the would you rather have Tua versus a whole bunch of quarterbacks now that I would now choose quarterbacks other than Tua? I wouldn't take Bryce Young over him.
No.
I could talk myself into it. This version of Tua?
Really?
This version of Tua. This version. Much, I could talk myself into Bryce Young.
Wow. Aren't they the same person?
Yeah, one's a righty. And smaller. Somehow.
I mean, smaller. He's smaller.
Somehow.
Oh yeah, he's a little action figure.
I can talk myself into it though.
And anybody back in on the Chiefs after that win? It wasn't very impressive.
So I'm glad you brought that up. They seemed as the game went on to kind of look more like the Chiefs. Here's what was happening was because I do believe they're going to be in the market for Tyreek. And then I started to think yesterday, oh my God, they're so bad that Tyreek wouldn't even be able to help them because Patrick Mahomes forgot how to play quarterback. But then he remembered how to play quarterback and they kind of got it rolling. By the end of the game, I was thinking to myself, they could use Tyreek because if they're going to think that they're a big playmaker away or could use his help, like, because I don't believe Tyreek Hill is going to be a member of the Dolphins by the end of the season.
And Rashid Rice comes back after his 6-game suspension. So you add him and you go and get another weapon. It's still Patrick Mahomes.
And now you're
getting
toward the end of the season. And you've like all of a sudden you feel like you're okay again.
Yeah.
What about Andy Reid shoving Travis Kelce a little bit? They were mouthing off on the sidelines to one another. And then Andy Reid kind of gave him a...
I think they were trying to be cutesy. I didn't even think that was real.
I said this about J.J. McCarthy and Kevin O'Connell and Michael Penix cussing out the OC at Atlanta. I like that testosterone-driven stuff. Mike McDaniel doesn't do that. They don't have any
Man, get your ass
Mike
going.
McDaniel doesn't do that. Could you imagine if he pushed his tight end that way? Mike McDaniel would end up in the club level.
he'd do a backflip.
But
How'd you get up here?
Coach. I want a little more physical, testosterone-driven encouragement on the Dolphins.
By the way, Mike McDaniel was speaking to the media today. I was reading some of what David Fioronis had to say from the Sun Sentinel. On Storm Duck status, he's progressing. I don't have my hopes up for this next game. It's a little early, but soon after that, I'm hoping. Look at this, Solana. The Dolphins said Miami plans to sign Riley Patterson to the 53 as he's out of elevations from the practice squad.
Kicker controversy, gentlemen.
Liam Heikenberg. I mean, that's so Dolphins to have a kicker controversy at 0-3. Helpless season. Liam Heikenberg, who started the season on the PUP list, will need more time as his lower body injury was deemed, quote, chronic.
Tough news for the Eichen Bros.
We're waiting for Liam Heikenberg to settle our O-line. Boy, it's getting long.
Is Darren Waller going to play on Monday? Did I see that correctly?
He's going to be on a snap count. He is going to play, but he's going to be on a snap count.
Could be like three plays.
Where'd you go, Solana?
Third down. Play him on third downs.
Where'd you go?
What was that?
Where'd you go?
Oh, you saw that?
Well, I've rarely seen like a sportscaster delivering headlines and then just walk away for a while.
No, I saw Brett Musburger do that yesterday on CBS.
A while's doing a lot of heavy lifting in that phrase.
Yeah, it seemed like a while to me.
It was 2 seconds, and my dog was trying to just fix his blanket, and I just was helping him. He's a little cold. Just helping him. Mm.
Your dog needs a blanket to take snaps?
Well, I mean, he has a blanket, and he was struggling with it a little bit. He had his leg wrapped up, so I was just helping him out for a second. You guys are fine. Appel's here. Everything's good.
Okay. Thanks, Herb Street.
Mm-hmm. If your dog rode a bus, it'd have tinted windows.
All right, come on. We got to take a break, and Appel's got to get out of here. I'll wasted half his afternoon.
I would waste my entire afternoon if you guys would have me.
Appel is going to waste everyone's afternoon tomorrow. He is filling in for me.
It's a great segue. It's a pro right there.
With you, Appel. Let's waste some afternoon tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Your weather, it's raining in parts of South Florida. It's going to drop down into the mid-70s tonight. That is your weather.
All right. We got to take a break. Can we play the DBJ call in the next segment? It's just one measly call.
Measly. Yeah.
All right. Someone just remind me. We'll do that in the next segment.
How do you say?
Don't go anywhere.
Measly.
How you say measly? Appel, thank you for sticking around with us, and he will be in for me tomorrow, so appreciate it, Josh.
I appreciate you guys. Lashana Tova.
We appreciate you back, and Lashana Tova to you, my friend.
Let's do our lives.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back in a minute. Don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got $100,000 cash.
Take them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm going to play the DBJ call here in 1 second. I did want to read a couple things to you from Jordan McPherson in the Miami Herald. He wrote some important numbers from the Canes' victory over the Gators on Saturday night. Solana mentioned this earlier, Crowder. The number zero. The Hurricanes did not allow the Gators to convert a single third down attempt, with UF going 0 for 13 on third down. According to the Associated Press, it's the first time since 2022 that a football bowl subdivision team had at least 13 third down attempts and failed to convert any of them. Miami is now allowing opponents to convert on third down just 24% of the time. That's a great stat.
That is. It was impressive. No, impressive defensive performance. And so Solana, because I'm looking it up right now, because you were like, yeah, you know, only 80 yards rushing and all that. Had they had 60 yards passing, we should have went with the better number of it. Jaden Ball had 4 yards a carry, and Jackson had 6 yards a carry. The start of that third quarter, or the end of the third quarter, we started running the ball. I know it's boring football, but that's what they should have done the whole game, because they weren't going to beat them with DJ Lagway throwing it.
But I just think it's misplaced, because part of the reason they were so bad on third down, they tried to run the ball first, maybe second down, and then they were put in positions where Lagway had to make a play on third, not necessarily long, but third and medium, third and seven, third and eight. So I just don't think they were as successful at running the football as you made it seem. Like what I was taking issue with was at the start of the show, you said they showed the recipe of how to beat the Canes, run down their throat. And I don't think that's true. I think the Hurricanes are as good as anybody up front on the defensive line.
12 for 50, 7 for 40 is what Ball and Jackson did. Like it's way more successful than 12 for 23 for 61. I'm not saying you can just run the ball down the Canes' throat, because they are some big humans. Their linebackers look the part. Their D-line can play ball. I just think that Billy Napier did a terrible job of game planning, trying to have DJ Lagway drop back when Mezzador and Reuben Bain are going to ruin your tackles every single time you drop back. Like, I'd rather get 3-3-3 and have a 4th-and-1 than have sack incompletion. I'm not saying that, the code has been broken on the defense. I just don't think the game plan was very, very smart from Billy.
Couple of other notes from Jordan McPherson. The number 7, Miami held Florida to one touchdown on Saturday, a 7-yard rush by Jaden Ball with 3:24 left in the third quarter. It's just the 5th time in the past 22 meetings between UM and UF that one team was held to 7 points or fewer.
Oh, so this is the Gators of Garbage Report. Okay, I got you.
No, I'll give you another one. I'll give you one that's not that. 160. Carson back on Saturday completed just 17 of 30 passes for 160 yards, no touchdowns, and an interception. It tied for the fewest passing yards Beck has thrown for in a game since he started his collegiate career, excluding last year's SEC championship game, which he left with an injury. The lackluster effort was truly an off night. He wasn't pressured much. He had a clean pocket for 25 of his 31 dropbacks, but several of his throws were off target. There were two drops and two other passes were batted down. He went 0 for 6 on passes longer than 10 yards, and more than half his completions were behind the line of scrimmage.
Like I said earlier, now I'm about to bash the Gators. If it was dry, they could have won by 50. I think a lot of that passing game got held up by the downpour.
But the UF's defense, I saw a lot of people upset with the Hurricanes and their offensive production at times in the game. Man, UF had only given up 2 passing touchdowns all season. Like, they're a good defense. So I thought the Hurricanes' game plan was excellent. Play to your strengths. Carson Beck forced one. Don't do that again. They can't stop the run and just grind it out. And you saw they executed that perfectly.
I'll tell you what it was. There was just a letdown from the opening drive to the rest. Yeah, because your entire game was just grind out a dub and we'll get out of here undefeated and look towards the FSU game, but we got spoiled by the open of the game. And then, so there was like that feeling of, oh, what's gone wrong here?
Right.
And, but that first drive was just like, I mean, just electric. I thought they were going to put up 45. I thought they were going to hang a 50 burger on them. And the Gators didn't know if they were coming or going.
Yeah. They could have. And, no pressure because Sapp is our guy. Sapp is, I don't even want to say he's our Reuben Bain because Reuben is a monster, but he's our guy, the Canes O-line. Handled our monsters, our guys right. Snapping them. They couldn't get to Carson.
Real quick, let's play. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. only fit in one line on Saturday. I was told by Victor that Joe Zagacki was a little tightly wound because it was UMUF, and I appreciate that from Joe. I do. Like, that's one of the things that I like about him. Sometimes he'll say, "Hey, throttle it back tonight." Like, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. So.
Hey.
Do we have what we gave him? All right, this is from Georgie. This is our guy, Georgie. This is the line from the Hockman and Crowder 3 o'clock hour theme song.
Miami, the Boca, McRibbon, your Boca, from football to B-ball, the hockey, the baseball, the soccer.
So he had done the second half of that the week prior, but what he missed the week prior was Miami, the Boca, McRibbon, your Boca. And Solana wanted him to make that up so that at the end of the year, when we do a montage, he could have the entire line. So here is DBJ from Saturday night.
Back under center. Everybody is tight. Third down and goal from the 1 yard line. Snap, turn, give, ground, leap.
Touchdown!
Touchdown! Touchdown, Miami! It's a Marty party in the end zone. It's a Hurricanes party in the end zone. One moment of magic. For Marty Brown, and Miami leads it 19-7.
Miami to Boca, McRib in Yo Boca. Take that, you Gators.
All right. I'll give him. Yeah. It was like the game. And for whatever reason, you wanted a little bit more, even though it was fine.
Yes.
We'll give him we'll give him props for that.
You and John Michaels sent me a text of talking trash. DBJ's talking trash online.
Yeah. Everybody was ready to get at you, man. Listen, when we get an opportunity to pounce, we're gonna pounce.
I was on 595 by the time that game was over. There's no way I was about getting that parking lot.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get caught up on the headlines and we'll talk some more Canes and Gators football as well. So do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand. You!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.